Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Take a moment, take a deep breath in through your nose if you can. Ready? Here we go. Exhale and let that energy just kind of melt over you. It's like it's going through your arms, to your fingertips, your legs, to your toes, and just covering you with love and light. It's truly amazing what a breath can do. The fact that we breathe without even realizing it is freaking amazing. And then we can control our breath too? Whew! How incredible is that? The connection between body and mind, and something that we are able to control and then let go of and not worry about. And it keeps us alive. It's truly incredible. And one of the ways that I love to breathe and take some time and really energize myself is to get outside. But not only does it help me, it's been proven and researched how many times, lots of times, that it helps everybody. It helps humans and animals to be outside. So guess what? That's what today's episode of the Daily Energize is all about. Get outside! Get out there! Go for a walk. Go for a bike ride, a run, a jog, a swim. I don't know. Go for a hike. Just get outside. If it's raining out or, you know, bad weather, stay safe, right? Go outside when it's nicer out. But if it's raining, maybe go under an awning or someplace where you're not going to get soaked and go breathe. Or go out in the rain and play. Have some fun in the rain. There's nothing wrong with that. Have some fun. You know, there's some beautiful times when you're not... Yeah, sure, I'll go out in the rain. I'll get soaked. And I'll have the time of my life. But go outside and breathe. Feel the positive energy, the joy of that fresh air. And if you can, go to a park or a forest or someplace to walk around. Have a little more space than maybe than a city or a suburb where you might live. I don't know. All depends where you live, right? But if you can go to one of those places, even more healing. So many times we're just stuck inside. We not get sucked in, but we do to a degree, right? So many of our things aren't inside, right? We have our computers, our phones. Well, phones can usually go with us, right? But our computers, TVs, how we eat, so much of that happens inside. And we feel safe inside. We feel secure. And there's definitely something to be said about feeling safe and secure. And that, you know, helps us. It takes care of some of the fundamental needs that we have as human beings. Let's be safe. Let's be secure. So that, okay, now we could let go and relax. Drop our shields a little bit and be ourselves. I get that. And I 100% understand. But it's not as energizing and it's not as healing as being outside. Now, I'm not saying live outside all the time. That's not what I'm saying. What I am suggesting is that you get outside. See if you can get outside once a day. Just even for 3 breaths, that's what you go out, intentionally go outside, take 3 breaths, and then you come back inside. And then other days when you can, go for a walk, go for a hike, right? Or a run, or bike ride, or swim, or whatever works for you. It doesn't have to be an exercise thing. It can be, if it is, cool. But if it's not, that's cool too. But just get outside. Feel the air on your skin. If the sun is out, feel that on your body. Enjoy it. Savor it. Enjoy and savor the fact that you are alive, that you get to experience the outdoors. There's so many people that don't get to experience that, and you get to. Take some time and savor the moment. Be in that moment and enjoy it. So, all I'm saying, get outside. There's research that shows that it helps with healing, helps not only with stress, but also physical ailments. It's called is it for, I think it's called forest bathing, if my memory serves me correctly. I don't have it pulled up, but I believe it's called forest bathing. Like when you go into a forest, you don't necessarily bathe in a forest. I mean, maybe get, your tub out there and have some fun. Go for it. Or hot spring. But essentially, you go to a forest and you walk around in it. You breathe it in, and it has so many healing benefits that doctors prescribe it. I kid you not. They prescribe it. So, even if you don't have that prescription, go out, breathe in that fresh air, surround yourself in nature. Then, you come back to the safety of your home. But go out there and savor it. Savor being alive and enjoy that energy. You are worthy of it. Take that time for you. Allow it to be some self-care. Get outside. Even if you have allergies and all that, I get it. It can be tough. But do what you can to get outside a little bit in some way that works for you. And savor that beautiful energy. All right. That's all I got. I appreciate you. Go outside and have some fun. All right. I'll catch you later.